Here on Robin Hood Radio, we have a nice arrangement with the Foundation for Community Health, where we set up interviews with the organizations that they're involved with. And what this series of interviews does is it shows you exactly what the Foundation for Community Health is, what they do, and just some of the people that they help. All this goes unnoticed unless you really know about it. That's what we're doing with all these various interviews. Today we're going to talk about the Community Action Partnership for Dutchess County. And we have the executive director with us, Elizabeth Spira. Elizabeth, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Spira.
Spira, sorry. You know, it was Spira or Spira. I always roll the dice.
I never worry about it.
Okay, well, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So now let's talk a little bit about the Dutchess County Community Action Program. And first of all, explain a little bit what it is to people that aren't aware of what you do.
Well, Community Action Partnership is established in 1965, and we are the designated anti-poverty agency, which sounds daunting, and I guess in some ways it is. We have a specific focus on helping low-income families and individuals become more economically self-sufficient. So we have programs that are designed to meet emergency needs, and we have programs that are designed to help people move towards employment and other skill sets that would help them gain more economic financial viability.
And how did you come to the organization, and how long have you been there?
Well, I've been with the organization 21 years come April. And I've been in this role as CEO for 11. So I started as the assistant to the executive director, and I came with a background in accounting. And I think about when I started, and we were just making a shift, the whole network of community action agencies was making a shift from sort of counting emergency services, such as how many baskets of food did you give out, and moving towards counting outcomes and successes, and how do we measure success in various programs that we serve the community with. So my accounting background fit in perfect with where the agency was going and the types of reporting it was going to need to do. And I just kind of grew into other responsibilities and worked towards the administration of the business end of it, and here I am.
You know, it's interesting. When we first started this station 12, 13 years ago, we were putting together annual budgets. Okay, we're a nonprofit. And the annual budgets that we put together is, well, we could, you know, $250,000 to $300,000 a year. Well, 12, 13 years later, it's $600,000 to $700,000 to operate this. Do you face the same problem with looking at your budget? I mean, where it used to be, are you a little bit amazed now where your budget has to be now to do what you have to do?
Yes, it's kind of astounding, especially the way it's put together, so to speak. We have a $2.3 million budget, but we have over 15 streams that contribute to that, and some are large and some are small. The two primary distinctive funding sources that make us a community action is the community services block grant. That's federal funding, and that was the funding that was set up in 1965 that supports all of the community actions across the country. A little piece of that block grant, it's what makes us a community action agency. So it's small, I guess, compared to the big budget, but it allows us to use services such as the Community Foundation, so we can use the community services block grant money to pay for personnel, say, while the FCH money goes towards paying the prescription. So we're very lucky that we're ever able to leverage funding like that. The other big piece of funding comes from a New York State community housing renewal. We do the weatherization program in Dutchess County, and that will help income-eligible families with improvements to their home to help them save energy. So those are the largest contributing budgets, and then we leverage that with a lot of other local community support in various areas that still meet our mission.
And your association with the Foundation for Community Health, did you approach them looking for help in a specific area, or did they? I know that they've done general outreach where they did a lot of questionnaires years ago to find out what the community was looking for. Was this something that you came to the foundation for help with?
I think we were available to help them provide financial assist for prescriptions, and we had the capacity to do it. So I'm actually not certain who approached who. Oh, we've been, yeah, been administering this program for over 15 years, so it's been a long and healthy relationship, and their particular focus initially was to try to help low-income families, seniors, and vulnerable populations meet their medical needs and costs. So we were there and available. We have a office that's in their service area, and we have connections to other outreach areas that we can meet with the people and connect them to this service. And sometimes the approach, or whoever approaches who, but the connection is that when we help somebody with their prescriptions assist, is that we can also talk to them about other areas of their life where they might be needing additional assistance. We, you know, help with some energy costs and heat benefits and SNAP benefits. So we never think that a family has one single issue that is helping it, hindering them from becoming as sufficient as they want to be. So by adding the conversation with the assistants to find out what else we can do to help them is what really makes it, you know, sort of paints the big picture.
We're talking about the Community Action Partnership for Dutchess County, Community Action Partnership for Dutchess County right now, explaining a little bit about what goes on. This past year, and of course we thank the Foundation for Community Health in making us aware of this, your program and other programs, but this past year with the pandemic must have been a tough year for you.
It was difficult, but we never had to close. We were able, sort of administrative personnel was able to work remotely, and we were able to put a lot of protective equipment in place and policies and procedures so that we were still open and able to meet the most emergent needs in the community. So I'm happy to say that we were able to stay in place and help, and that we didn't have to lay off any of our personnel. But yes, it's been a difficult year, and our people have worked very hard, and everybody has stayed safe, and we feel a little bit grateful for being able to accomplish that and be able to stay in place and meet the needs of the community.
You know, and it's such an important thing. I mean, you look at your history and what you do year in, year out, and all of a sudden you have a pandemic that of the likes we haven't seen in 100 years. And not only do you have to get through that safely, but also at the same time, you still have to look forward, plan ahead for different projects for the coming year as well in budgeting.
We're looking at how do we come out of this pandemic, right, and what are going to be our most needed services in the community. Everybody is hearing a lot about rents. People have been not had to pay their rents for quite some time if they don't have the finances. And when that changes, when that lifts, it's going to be a real issue for many families. And we're looking at how we can help bring people back to normalcy when we can.
It's a convoluted process simply because there is no direct answer as to when it's going to end or how it's going to end. And when you look at renting and you look at people that need your help, the three basic things that they need help on is their health, their food, and a place to live. And those are all things that are drastically affected by what happened in the past year. I just can't imagine trying to talk about this with the hospitals when we do interviews. It's a tough thing to try to peel back the onion and choose the right path when you really don't know, because there's so many different things out ahead of you. So what do you think the future is ahead for the next year for you? I mean, increasing more awareness for people are you generally well known, or do you need more publicity so more people know about the services that you offer to Dutchess County?
Well, I I have to say that I think that we need more publicity. Yeah. As I said, we've been around since 1965, and we can still run into people that say, who are you and what do you do? Maybe it's because we just keep doing, you know, what needs to be done, and we aren't, you know, we're just doing the work, you know, boots on the ground and doing the work. So, yeah, publicity is always great, kind of sharing the results that come around because of the services that are provided and the great partners we have in the communities that help us be able to provide those services. So, yeah, I see that as always as a need, but I'm kind of looking at making sure that we listen to the people that we serve and that we're aware of what their most emergent needs are going to be. I don't see people hiring back at the level they did before, so even folks who are laid off may be looking to make a change in their goals, and so we need to be ready to talk to them about what the options are.
Well, if people want more information on the web, it's duchesscap.org. That's duchesscap.org. If you are on Facebook, they are on Facebook, Dutchess County Community Action Partnership. Dutchess County Community Action Partnership. Elizabeth, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today. And keep up the great work, and keep us informed about new and different options and programs that you're offering to people in Dutchess County.
Happy to. Thank you for letting me join you this morning.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Once again, part of our Foundation for Community Health interview segments, where we're kind of opening your eyes to what the foundation does and to what the organizations the foundation is working with also do in our tri-state region.